Snowman has gone before, once again, into a brand new mystery that I've been working on for some time. Sad to say, I've been through much warfare concerning this mystery and the pursuit of it. But today we're going to take up where we left off, and I'm going to give you some new insight on how to pursue the mind of Christ. This is a subject that hasn't been talked about in 2,000 years since the Apostle Paul told us to go on from where we were, from our foundational principles. So, the Apostle Paul is the first person who begins to speak to us about the difference between our carnal mind and the mind of Christ. He starts off by telling us that we are to be mindful of spiritual things, not carnal things. That to be carnally minded is enmity with God, Romans 8:7. And that word enmity means hostile to God because you're walking in the flesh. So then he goes on to tell us to be of one mind, concerned about one another. And then he tells us flat out in 1 Corinthians 2:16, "For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he might instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." Now, it's sad to say that we have inherited this mind, but no one wants to learn how to use it. It doesn't just happen. You don't go from kindergarten to the mind of Christ in one leap of faith. You have to go line upon line, precept upon precept, and then the Holy Spirit opens your understanding little by little till one day you simply have arrived there and it's just your natural state. So 2,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago, 2,000 years have gone by, and the church is still using its carnal mind. There's no teaching on this subject, so it's fair to say that no one's ever been there, or they talk about it. So Paul is the only person who talks about this, and 2,000 years ago when he said, "Let's move on," the church took 10 light year steps backwards, and we've been going backwards ever since. But I'm here to tell you that I'm going beyond where no man has gone before. I'm journeying into this mind. I'm pursuing this mind and moving to higher ground day by day. Now, without his mind, we are unable to become overcomers and move to the next level of walking by faith in the victory that it's already been won. So in Ephesians 4:23, we're told, "And be renewed in the spirit of your mind." Renewed. It means new, recent, unused, unworn, unprecedented, uncommon, and unheard of. Philippians 2:5 said, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." So these are not flowery, lovely little sayings. These are words of faith that you have to act on and appropriate into your own life if you want to rise to the occasion. If you are pursuing the things of this world, you're never going to become an overcomer. And if you're not pursuing the mind of Christ, your carnal mind will defeat you. Romans 8:5. "For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit." How lovely. So, 2,000 years ago, Paul tells us that God gave us access to his mind and his wisdom. Other phrases for this are manifold wisdom and opening the understanding. In Ephesians 3:10, "To the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places." might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. Manifold means much, much larger than we are able to grasp, and colors we never knew exist. Colossians 2:3. In whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge? Here we are told that all treasures are hidden, but no one's seeking the hidden treasure. They're all seeking worldly mammon. In Luke 24:45, it says, then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures. Isn't that a lovely saying? And so the Holy Spirit will bring you to this new place when you begin to pursue His mind by faith. He'll open your understanding and you will begin to partake of these hidden mysteries that God wants to reveal in these last days. Now, these words that are attempting to define His mind, they all mean the same thing, and it leads to one Jewish idiom that means sexual intimacy as between a man and a woman. That is the closeness that is trying to be imparted. One mind linked to His mind is heavenly intimacy between the bride and the bridegroom. There are no human words to define the state. It's beyond supernatural and outside of human understanding. But this process has already begun as you let go of this life and all earthly ties. The realm of His Spirit will overtake you and engulf you. It'll propel you to a new height far above this present realm and allow you to move and engulf you in a concept that your heart will know joy you've never known. Joy unspeakable is coming to us as we embrace our destiny and allow the Spirit to take us into His mind, His heart, His body as His bride. The rapture will occur when your mind becomes one with His. Then we will have been consumed and caught up in the spirit of your mind, in His embrace, on a heavenly honeymoon. So think on these things, dear one, and move on with Him day by day, and you will be caught away on a heavenly honeymoon. So, God bless you all, and we'll talk to you soon. God loves you.